Someone has said that you are what you eat, and I would agree with that on a physical level, but I will also agree with that on a spiritual level. We are right now in a series called, well, Power to Turn the World Right Side Up, where 31 Days Ablaze, a simple word of Scripture, of the Word of God, and a little, listen, miniature word here. Well, this title today is How to Feed Yourself Powerfully. And I'm saying that on a spiritual basis, we can feed ourselves a lot of things all around the world, the old flesh, and even the devil sending those arrows. A lot of things can come in, especially in these last days when the decadence is up, the disintegration of culture is up, the ramping up of dark spirits. And it seems like there's a lot of fear and trepidation of the world around us. People are concerned. People are worried. But as a believer in Jesus Christ, there's not only an anchor for our souls, an assurance of our ultimate destiny, indestructible immortality, seeing God face to face. But believers in Christ, we need to understand that we've been given the power of the Spirit of God. We've been called to be the light of the world, not give it over to somebody else. You and I have been called to be the light of the world. And let me say again, not to give it over to anyone else. I believe believers in Christ, living in the power of the Spirit of the Lord and doing the will of God, are at the cutting edge, of what is needed in the world right now. And I want you to know that you as a believer in Christ, yes, it's about your own joy and about your own strength and about your own, well, beyond survival. Beyond survival involves, listen, empowerment to live, living in the radiant, well, character of Christ, the fire of the Spirit of God. But if we're going to do that in the day in which we live, when the world is feeding us a bunch of lies, the old sin nature would like to pull us back down into that old, well, that old nature, that old sin nature. And the enemy, of course, is sending the arrows left and right so that he can hinder us and bring those lies to us. But I read a word from God in 1 Peter chapter 2. It simply says these words, "Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy and envy and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." Listen, coming to Christ in the beginning is tasting that the Lord is good. But listen, in the development of a believer, God has made all the arrangements for us to become strong, for us to become like Christ, for us to be able to do the will of God, to bear fruit, to really infect and affect the world with, well, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the message. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, that it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. Paul said that in the face of the decadent, spiritually corrupt, morally corrupt, and of course, the government was awesomely, horribly corrupt in that day. But Paul was ready. He was ready to enter into the, well, what was known as the greatest or most powerful empire of the world of that day, with all of its blood cults and spiritual emperor worship, all of its anti-Christ and anti-believer in Christ atmosphere. And he said, "I'm not ashamed of this gospel." In front of all of Rome, in front of all of its military, in front of all of its government, in front of all of its society, "I'm not ashamed." And I think right now, as a believer in Jesus Christ, when the world is screaming and moving in one direction, it's kind of like they're hanging themselves, slamming the truth, but embracing the lies. You and I have an enormous duty, an enormous mission, and I'd like to say an enormous privilege. That is the mission of God. And we're going to need to be strong. We're going to need to realize that there is a battlefront, the world, fallen world, in opposition to God, the old sin nature, though in the believer rendered powerless, still tries to bring temptation and drag us backwards. And then, of course, there's the, you know, the enemy himself shooting those arrows, bringing the temptation. By the blood of Christ and the work of Christ and Christ in you, all those areas by Jesus have been conquered. Christ in you now gives you the freedom from and power over all three areas. And what we need to do on a daily basis is feed ourselves to strengthen ourselves in Christ. Now, the Bible says, rid yourself of certain things. That's the old sin nature. That's the way of the world. Rid yourself of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, and envy, and slander. So there is, as the Spirit of God convicts us, get rid of the junk, of the flesh, of sin, of the things that look like the fallen, corrupted, dying world. And instead, it says, like newborn babies crave. Literally, the idea here in the old translations, it's the milk of the Word of God, or the pure spiritual milk, in reference to the living words of God. It says, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of believers who have not grown up. They have not grown up in Christ. They don't know how to pray powerfully. They don't know how to witness and lead a soul to Christ. And they wouldn't know how to use the spiritual authority, or if they even had it. So let me tell you right now, by this Word of God, by this incredible food, that's what the Word of God is. It is spiritual food. There are living words. There's power in them. But if we just listen and walk away and do nothing, we deceive ourselves. As James 1 says, if we put it into practice, well, we're blessed in what we do. Feeding on the Word of God builds faith. It helps show us where we're at. It allows the Spirit of God to absolutely open up everything of the old flesh that needs to be kicked out, everything about God's grace that needs to be manifest and put in, and then all about how to develop and grow up in our salvation, now that we have tasted that the Lord is good. And listen, if you've tasted in the beginning that the Lord is good, realize that sinking in and feeding yourself, it only gets deeper, broader, better, stronger, and victories, and strength. And listen, accomplishing the will of God. I mean becoming powerful in prayer, affecting the world around you, affecting the church, affecting your family, seeing powerful, miraculous answers in prayer, and then leading souls to Christ. And then in your town, whether you're walking down the streets and driving in the area and pouring out the prayers, going to your church and strengthening it and being a blessing. Listen, wherever the believer in Christ is that is growing, clothed with the Spirit of God, and developing all that God has given us in Christ, you're going to find a believer who makes an impact wherever they go. They're going to be known at work, at school, in their neighborhood, in their home, in their church. Oh, they're going to be known in the sight of God. Yes, the enemy will know too that you become a very powerful believer. Feed yourself the Word of God. Feed yourself in the midst of worship. Feed yourself as you pray in the power of the Spirit of God. Feed yourself by taking training courses in learning and growing every single way you can in Christ. And I want you to know this, that it can be and should be a daily feeding. Every single day in the living presence of Christ. Every single day guided by the Spirit of God. Every single day. Soaking ourselves in the Word of God. Maybe it's just a verse of Scripture. Maybe it's a passage. Maybe you're digging in deep. By all means, don't neglect so great a salvation. Don't neglect so great a Word of God. Stick in to the Word of God. You're going to find yourself growing. You're going to find yourself with a staying power in the midst. Listen, you stick with it. You stay daily. You stay in the presence of God. You do your prayers. You memorize those scriptures and put them into practice. And my dear brother or sister in Christ, you will become very, very powerful in Christ. Again, I say, Acts 9:22, about Saul of Tarsus who got saved, got filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to grow and do the mission of Jesus. And as he began to put it into practice, stepping out in faith, Acts 9:22 says that he grew more and more powerful. I pray that God will lead you to become more and more powerful. But it means, by faith, take up the cross. Follow Christ. It means listening to the Word of God, even when it says, get rid of the flesh. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Don't be conformed to the patterns of the fallen world. Romans 12, remember? So those three battlefronts, and even when you feel weakened or pushed by them, it is time more than ever. Feed yourself powerfully in the Word of God, in the presence, that unceasing, that unbroken, that now eternal presence of your Savior, the living Christ. Listen, my friend, power to turn the world right side up involves you becoming stronger and growing in the Lord. And that involves you then beginning to do the will of God, the mission of God. And I'm going to tell you right now, your prayers, you look at the book of Acts, if you get a chance this week, and you look at the prayers and the power and the demonstration of God's hand in the midst of things. You look at how they devoted themselves to the Word of God and to prayer. And I'm going to say right now that in a very, well, tumultuous world, in a very, well, when everybody else is fearing what is going to happen, the believer, as it says even in Philippians, the book of Philippians, check it out, that we can stand without fear, demonstrating to the rest of the world, you know, that what is inside of us. If we are the light of the world, and the book of Philippians calls it this way, that we are the luminaries in a darkened culture. It's God, the Holy Spirit. It's the living Christ dwelling in you and with you. As you walk into work, as you walk into school, as you walk into your home, as you step out to be, well, a witness for Christ. May I say it this way? Be a missionary for Jesus wherever you are. Watch what's going to happen. Watch what you, through God's presence and power, well, and his will enable you to do. Feed yourself powerfully. I believe it has to be daily. I believe it has to be in the Word of God. I believe there's times in the midst of the battle of the world, the flesh, and the devil, that we need a little extra time in the Word of God, a little more in prayer. Listen, don't be a spiritual pacifist. Be spiritually aggressive. Memorize scriptures, write them down, put them into practice. When you're in the presence of the Lord and reading scripture, ask him to speak to you and to guide you and to lead you, even if it's to convict of sin. That will also bring a real strengthening in our lives. When God shows us what's there, that old flesh nature will only weaken you. Allowing temptation to hang on will only war against your soul. Letting the world have any kind of encroachment will only steal from you the kind of powerful witness and luminary or light you can be to the world. So let me encourage you that as you're studying through the 31 days ablaze, and as you are looking through the book of Hebrews and reading, seeing the call of God to take believers out of their discouragement and out of their doubtings into a faith that conquered kingdoms, administered justice, that helped turn the world right side up. That's the possibilities that God has for you. Hey, listen, my friend, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Blessings.